Glad to see you all out this morning.
Amen.
I'm very happy to be here myself.
Amen.
It didn't have to be this way.
Amen.
So many of us have fallen along the wayside. So many of us may be in the hospital. Some of us are incapacitated one way or another, but God saw fit to let us be in his house of worship this morning, and we can give him praise.
Yes.
You know, that song, take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Man, that's a true song. God will give us relief of all our problems, of all our troubles, of all our trials and perils. But we have to take our burdens to the Lord and leave them there. We have to fall on our knees, pray to the God of our fathers, and say, Lord, here are my problems. I don't know how to handle them, but you do. And I take the problems to the Lord. And do I pick them up again? No! The song says, leave them there. Leave all your cares at the altar of the Lord and see what God will do. God can give you peace of mind even in the midst of trouble. God can give us rest even in a restless land. God is just that good. And I just have to say, that brings me, and I know I'm a little off kilter, but that brings me to the message for today, and we're going to have prayer, but the message for today is God is our refuge. I mean, that's the theme. God is our refuge. The message is confidence in God. If God is our refuge, why don't we have confidence in him? And if we have confidence in God, then why isn't he our refuge? We'll find out. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we bow humbly before your holy throne. And Father, I ask you this day to anoint me to preach your holy gospel in this sanctuary this day. And Father, as I bow before your holy throne, I ask you, O Heavenly Father, to anoint this congregation, each and every one that is here today, myself included, to hear your holy word being preached in this sanctuary this day. And Father, as I bow humbly before your throne of grace, I ask you to anoint this congregation, each of us, myself included, to hear your holy word and receive your holy word being preached in this sanctuary this day. And Father, I pray that you will bless each of us, myself included, to live out your holy word that's being preached this day. And I ask it in the holy, righteous name of Christ Jesus, our Savior, our Lord, our Redeemer. Amen.
Amen.
Giving all praise, honor, and glory to our Heavenly Father and to you, the waiting congregation. Again, God is good. I get excited, and sometimes I get ahead of myself. And then sometimes I get excited and I get behind myself. And then sometimes I get excited and I get beside myself. But you know what? God is in the midst of it all. God is in the midst of it. And I praise his holy name. So today, the theme of today is God is our refuge. And the message for today is confidence in God. Now, I typically make 3 points in every message, but today my 3 points consist of 1 point. And that 1 point is this, and we're going to hear it throughout the entire message. The 1 point is this: God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. King James Version. So if you would stand while we read the scripture, Psalm number 46, verse 1. Psalm number 46, verse 1. Now, I'll be reading from the King James Version. Typically, I'm in the NIV. But the way King James says this means a whole lot more to me. So I'll be reading from King James. The Bible says in Psalm number 46, verse 1, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Amen. You may be seated in God's house. So, the question is, what does that phrase mean? That very first phrase in this scripture text. The Bible says God is our refuge and strength. Well, what does that mean? Well, if you look up the words in this, you'll find that refuge is a shelter. Refuge is a shelter. It is a shelter for protection. It is a shelter of safety. It's a place that we can go and find safety and peace and rest. And so the scripture says that God is that place. And it's not just God in general, but the scripture is talking about a particular person of the Godhead. And the particular person of the Godhead that this scripture is talking about is none other than Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is our refuge and strength. So what does it mean when you say strength? Strength is just a state of being strong. Jesus is always in a state of being strong. He is never weak. He is always on point. Jesus has everything we need, and he is everything we need. In this passage, Israel had found refuge, peace, and safety in God from their enemies. It was by the strong arm of God that Israel was able to defeat the surrounding nations when they came into the promised land. And it was by the strong arm of the Lord that gave them rest from their enemies. Have you ever been surrounded by your enemies? Have you ever wondered why you go on the job and everybody seems to be picking on you? You're trying to do what you're supposed to do, and people just don't like you because you sit there and work, and they sit there and frolic and play off. And because you don't do it, they get upset with you because you need to be just like them. Well, they're your enemies. And so they start trying to find stuff. And if they can't find anything, they make up lies on you and go report that to your boss. But the Bible says that God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. So what we do is call on the Lord God, and the Lord God will give us rest. The Lord God will give us refuge from our enemies. The Lord God will give us peace from all those that will harm us. All we have to do is call on the power of the Lord God Almighty. He is the strong arm. I don't care what Long Car says. Jesus is the strong arm. This song encourages us to hope and trust in God, in his power and his providence. Now, we don't know what providence means for the most part, but God's providence means that we need to trust God for guidance. His providence. What is it that God has in store for us? What is it that we're supposed to do? Well, if God is our refuge and we are in him and he is our strength, he will tell us exactly what he wants us to do. Amen. The problem with us is that we're not listening. We're not listening to him. And when God says, I want you to do this, well, Lord, I don't want to do that. I think I should be doing what Sister So-and-so is doing. And God is saying, yeah, but that's not your call. You can't do what Sister So-and-so do. I'm asking you to do this. And so we don't listen to God when he's trying to guide us, because we already have our own ideas and thoughts. But if we want to be protected, if we want God's to be, if we want God to be our refuge, we have to trust him. Yes. We have to have confidence in him. Amen. That he knows what he's doing, yeah, and that he knows what's best for us. Yeah. Amen. So we have to trust in God, in his power and his providence and in his grace, gracious presence. You know, God is with us,
amen,
all the time. Amen. The reason why it feels as though God is not with us at certain times is because we are in the wrong. We are out of step with Christ. Christ is not out of step with himself. And Christ knows exactly where he's trying to lead us. Christ tells us to go to the right, but I'm looking to the left. And so I get off, and I get off, and I go back. And Christ is saying, you're not following me. And we're saying, well, where is God? Well, God is where he's supposed to be. We're the ones that's not where we're supposed to be. We get off track. God, if you love me, why then do I have to go through this pain, this misery, this suffering? Are you really with me? Yeah, God says, I am your refuge. And I am your strength. And I am a very present help in trouble. So when we have to go through something, when our aches and pains get the better of us, when the doctor gives us a bad report, we want to say God is not with us, but he is. Don't you know, if God let his only begotten son be hung on a cross and bleed, suffer, and die for us, then we too must go through something. We have to.
Come on.
We have to. How in the world can we grow if we don't go through anything? We'll never grow. We'll never gain the faith that we need to have mountains removed if we don't go through anything. If God doesn't do anything for us in our time of need, we'd never know he could do it.
Amen. Come on, come on, church.
Amen.
This song applies to our physical enemies as well as our spiritual enemies. We have some spiritual enemies. There are some demons in this world that are out to destroy us. And if we let them in, they'll do it. And the thing about it, it's like this morning's Sunday school lesson. The demons, and Satan is the prince of it, the demons, they set these pitfalls. And we're not even aware of it. We're just walking along. And then we fall into the ditch, because as we're walking, as Monica was explaining, the pitfall is a hole that's dug. It's a deep pit. And then they cover it with some light brush and stuff to make it look just like the regular ground. And then when you are walking and not paying attention, because we don't watch, fight, and pray, we just move. And we step into it and we fall into the pit. Yeah. And now Satan has us. We just stepped in the pitfall and we can't get out. And so what are we to do when we're in a situation like that? Well, for a Christian, we have to call on the strong arm of the Lord, because God is our refuge and strength. God is a very present help in trouble.
Amen. Amen.
We don't recognize the devil because we don't know how he looks. He's a spirit. And so the Bible says to us, Pleasant Grove, Ephesians 6 and 12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. You heard Sister Keller say we need to pray for our president. That's wickedness in high places. And it's not just in our government. It has crept into the church of God. And Jesus is trying to clean it up and wipe it out. But the problem is us, because it's in us, because we are the church. And the problem is in us. And every time Jesus cleans one of us, another one has gone bad. And every time he cleans that one, I done gone bad again. And so my problem is this. Since I don't know how Satan looks, I don't know how these demons look, because these demons are spirits. I look at Brother Goodspeed, and Brother Goodspeed is cursing me out. And because I don't realize that that's not Brother Goodspeed, that's that demon in Brother Goodspeed, I get upset with Brother Goodspeed. Instead of praying for him and trying to come together as brothers, instead of doing that, that old devil that's in him just got me upset. Yeah. And so now that old devil that's in him is the same one that's in me. And now I start attacking him, and we go back and forth attacking one another. And the devil has caused a contentious spirit between us. Because I let the devil get in me, he let the devil get in him. He don't see the devil, I don't see the devil. All we see is each other. And the devil keeps a mess in the church because our confidence is in the wrong place. Our confidence shouldn't be in us. Our confidence should be in Christ Jesus, who is the head of the church. When I cannot go to my brother and sister and say, forgive me for hurting you, forgive me for what I did, and we can't come together, somebody is lying in God's house. Somebody is not telling the truth about what we believe.
Come on, right. Come on.
How about this one? I go to you. I said, forgive me. You know what? I did wrong. I am so sorry. Please forgive me. I ain't forgiving nothing. I ain't forgiving you for that. You don't mean it. Now, you God now? You can read hearts? You can read minds? I think not.
Yes, Lord.
Come on, preacher.
Your confidence is in yourself, but our refuge and strength is in the Lord Jesus Christ. And Jesus will give his church, me, you, and everybody else, the strength to forgive. You know why? Because he forgave us. He has the power. We don't. That's why we have to be in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Church, the scripture said we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. If we did, you know, we might be able to defeat it every now and then. You know how men used to arm wrestle? See who's the strongest. I beat you. Okay, there you go. That's the way it is. If we could see that old devil in you, I might can defeat you from time to time, but I can't see you. I can't see the devil. All I know is how you acting, and so I'm responding to how you're acting to me. And so I respond in the same way, or as Reggie would say, I react in the same way. Because if I respond, I stop and think about it, and then say, wait a minute, maybe it's not that person. Maybe it's the demon that's in that person trying to get to me. Have anybody ever read the Screwtape Letters? If you have, great. If you have not, get that book, C.S. Lewis, and read about the demons that are in the church and how they mess with us. Get that book and read it. It's by C.S. Lewis, The Screwtape Letters. You'll see this old demon teaching this young demon what to do. And he's not saying, don't let them go to church. He said, I'll tell you what, you let them go to church, and then I'll tell you what to do when you get there. Because we can get more than just one. We can get a whole boot of them at one time. And it is so true. And we have to be careful in God's church, because Jesus is our Lord and he is our King. Jesus is our refuge and strength. And Jesus is a very present help in trouble.
Amen.
The enemy is inside of me, dictating to me what I need to do to you to hurt you. And then the enemy is in you, dictating to you what to do to me that hurts me. And when I am letting the devil dictate to me what to do to you to hurt you, and you are letting the devil dictate to you what you need to do to hurt me, guess whose work stops? The work of Jesus, the work of God stops, because we're bickering and fighting with one another, and the work of the Lord stops. And then the devil just starts grinning that cheese-eating grin, because he got us. We got to stop this and move forward.
Amen.
Come on.
My point is this. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. We are not strong enough to fight that old devil. And there is no place for us to hide from him in this world. Remember, the devil is the prince and power of the air. Ephesians 2 and 2. And if the devil, the Bible says, is the prince and the power of the air, that means he is ruling this world right now. Oh yeah, Jesus will put an end to it, but the devil is the one that's ruling this world right now. And he is a spirit, and he can be in a lot of places and a lot of people at the same time. But God is in us, his church, and we are to be different. We are to act different. We are to let the Spirit of God, who is the Holy Ghost, work in us, and not the spirit of the devil.
Amen.
Come on, come on.
That means that the devil rules this current world. And in times past, we walked under his dictation as the children of disobedience. But now that we know the Lord, we ought to be much, much different. We ought to show love. We ought to show consideration. We ought to show how God has changed our lives and how God has influenced us to love one another, to work with one another, and to be all that we can be, so for his glory and not our own. We have trouble in this world. There's trouble in this world. And why then should we come to church and find the same gall-darn trouble in the house of God that's out there in the world? And when we do, we got a problem. And that's why that song means so much. If we never needed the Lord before, we sure do. I think the song says sure do. But I'm saying we sure do need it now. Okay. I'd like to share a story with you. I'd like to share a story with you. The title of this story is A Hole in the Ground. Hole in the Ground. One day, while Kwame was playing with several of his friends, the sirens began to alert all the villagers of the coming air raid and to take cover. The country was at war. As Kwame and his friends were running to shelter, the bombs started to fall. And many of Kwame's friends were hit. Kwame continued to run, and he looked for a place to hide. There was nowhere to hide from all those bombs falling. There were bombs all around him, exploding and blasting, and all his friends had gotten hit. That means they had gotten killed. And Kwame was still running, trying to find a place to hide. Suddenly, a bomb struck near Kwame, and he was knocked across the way. And as he was flying through the air, he hit the ground, or so he thought, but he fell deep down into a pit, a deep, dark pit, a hole in the ground. He was dazed. But later on, when he came to himself, he looked around and he couldn't see anything. It was so dark in that pit, he couldn't see his hand in front of his face. And so all Kwame could do was just sit there, cold, alone, afraid, in that deep, dark pit, and all he could do was sit there and wait. As he was sitting there, the bombs continued to fall. And every time the bombs would hit the ground would shake and tremble, and Kwame would feel it moving, and he would get scared and afraid again. And every time the bombs hit, the ground would shake and tremble and move, and Kwame would be afraid, but he couldn't see anything because it was so dark in that pit. He didn't know how to get out. He couldn't see anything. And as he was sitting there, the bombs hit again, and the ground shook, and Kwame was afraid. And then Kwame heard a voice. And the voice said this: "You are in a safe place. Take refuge here." Kwame didn't understand that. And Kwame was wondering, where in the heck is this voice coming from? Is this voice telling me the truth? I'm still afraid. Every time the bombs would fall and shake the ground, Kwame would hear this voice repeat, "You are in a safe place. You can take refuge here." After what seemed like days, but it was only a few hours, the bombing finally stopped. Kwame was still all alone in a deep, dark pit, still cold and still afraid. Then suddenly, the lights came on. And the voice spoke again and said, "This is a bomb shelter. You are in a safe place. Take refuge here. Don't leave. Don't move. Take refuge here. You are in a bomb shelter." "There is food and water," the boy said. "Here, take all you need. The threat is over. you may leave now. And he saw the door, the exit door, because now the lights were on. That's what Jesus does for us. When Kwame was running for his life, it was the strong arm of Jesus that caught him and led him down that air duct into that bomb shelter. And the longer he was there, the more the voice said, you are in a safe place. Take refuge here. Jesus does the same thing for us. We're running for our lives. Don't know where to go. Don't know what to do. And time we trip up and get ready to fall in that pit and we're down there, it's Jesus who stoops down and picks us up. And he's carrying us. And he says, you are in a safe place. In my arms, you're in a safe place. You, my child, can take refuge here in me. God is a good God. So what's my point? My point is this. God is our refuge and strength and very present help in trouble. I don't care what it is. God is our refuge and strength and very present help in trouble. Kwame had no idea that God had saved him. And sometimes we don't either until it's all over. Until the lights come on, then we realize God has always been there. Let's read. And then I'm going to be finished. If you would, turn to Psalm number 46. We're going to read verses 1 through 5. The Bible says, you read along with me silently. I'm going to be reading out loud. If you can't find it, that's okay, because I'm going to read it straight from the Word of God, King James Version. You follow along with me. You write down the scripture. You go home, look it up, and see if I lied to you or not. Right. Check me out. God is.
Amen. Amen.
The Bible says this, verse 1. God is.
Right there.
That's beautiful. God is. You can stop right there. Well, what is God? God is every goddamn thing I need. When I need water, he's water. When I need food, he's food. When I need to be loved, he is love. When I need healing, he is healing. When I need comfort, he is my comfort. When I need strength, he is my strength. God is the source and the strength of my life. He moves all pain, misery, and strife. He promised to keep me, never to leave me. He'll never, ever fall short of his word. God is our refuge and strength. When I need a hiding place, I'm at work. My enemies are coming into my office or into my cubicle or into my classroom, and they just bombarding me. There's bombs falling all around me, and I need a hiding place. Well, I can't go to the kitchen. I can't go to another classroom. I can't go to somebody else's office. I have to take refuge in God right where I'm sitting. And my mind is on the Lord. And when they come to me, I don't hear that mess because I'm into the Lord. And the Lord is protecting me. The Lord is watching over me. And the Lord gives me strength that I never knew I had. Because I would love to talk back to him. I would love to punch him out. But God has said, don't do that. Don't do it. Vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. And so I have to sit there and watch the Lord move and work. And then one day you come into work and you say, oh, I'm going to have to face up to that old problem again. But you find out that they were let go. They got fired.
Yeah.
Come
on.
So you got some peace.
Come on, preacher.
God is our refuge and strength.
Amen.
A very present help in trouble.
Amen.
All right.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you.
God is so present in our lives that we don't even know he's around.
Right.
He's just that good.
Right.
We don't even realize it. We're feeling bad and God is massaging our bad, making us feel good. And we wonder, how did I get through that? Because God is a very present help in trouble. You didn't get through it. God got you through it. And I'm talking about Jesus. Because this song has to do with the church.
Come on, tell it. Come on, tell it.
Verse 2. The Bible says, therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. Wait a minute. We're not going to be afraid. Though the mountains be removed. Wait a minute. How can a mountain be removed? A mountain and the sea, they're two of the most stable things in the world. Thank you, brother. They're two of the most stable things in the world. So how in the world can the mountain be moved? Well, there's a lot of movement in mountains these days. God is shaking this world. So we got earthquakes that can knock down mountains. We got seas that can overflow the land. Tsunamis. We got all of that going on. And so God is saying, we don't have nothing to fear. Nothing to fear. Well, Lord, I'm scared. What are you scared about? God is our refuge and strength. A very present help in trouble. You say, well, Pastor, you can say that because you don't have stage 4 cancer and about to die. Yes, I can. Yes, I can. Because if I'm in the Lord and I have stage 4 cancer and I ask the Lord to heal me or to bless me or to relieve me from my pain and my suffering, if he says, well, what I'd like to do because you've been so faithful is to bring you on up to glory. Come on up to glory with me. I'm okay because God is my refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. And so if I leave this world, I'm okay. Because I'm in the arms of the Lord, I don't have nothing to worry about. My trials and tribulations are over. But if he decides to keep me here, I'm going to pick myself up as weak as I may be with my stage 4 cancer and prove to the world that God is real in my life. And people will say, how can he do that? It ain't me. It's God in me. You know why? Because Colossians tell me that I am crucified with Christ.
Amen.
Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ that liveth in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who died for me.
Amen.
Who loved me and gave himself for me.
Amen. Oh, yes. Come on, tell it.
Mountains and seas. Okay, verse 3. The Bible says, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. The waters roaring. You know, it's a metaphor. Just like the mountains and the shaking of the seas. It's a metaphor for problems in our lives.
Amen.
Our problems may seem momentous. I mean, just big, just like mountains. And the sea roaring, just the tsunamis and the waves and all of that just beating against us. But the word of God says that we should not fear about the swelling, the floods thereof. And then the Bible says something, Selah. Well, what does that mean? What does it mean? It means a pause, rest. You want to pause, and while you're pausing, it's like a rest cliff or whatever they're called in music. You rest for a moment, and while you're pausing, what are you doing? Yes. You're meditating and reflecting on all the good that God has done. And when we're resting and thinking about all the good that God has done, all of our problems seem so small. He woke me up this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Started me on my way. Thank you, Jesus. Had the activities of my limb. Thank you, Jesus. Was able to see. Thank you, Jesus. Was able to walk. Thank you, Jesus, was able to breathe. Thank you, Jesus. You let somebody take your breath away. You let God take your breath away. You gone. It would be good to know that if God took my breath away or your breath away, that we are in Christ Jesus. Because again, we have nothing to fear. Verse 4. I'm almost done. The Bible says, there is a river. The streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. Ooh, there's a change. There's a change now. First, we were talking about waters that destroy. Now we're talking about a peaceful river, a peaceful stream. That's what God does for us. And it's in God's tabernacle, his holy place of the Most High. When Jesus was talking to the woman at the well, he said, I'll give you some water. I'll give you some everlasting. And this water will bring you peace and will bring you rest. And you'll never have to come to this goddamn well again, because this water will just be issuing out of you, flowing out of you. Notice he didn't say coming into you, but flowing out of you. It's like a well in you that never, ever runs out.
Come on.
Amen.
So this river, this stream is peaceful, and it surrounds the city of God.
Yeah.
First, they were talking about Jerusalem. Surrounds the city. Wouldn't it be nice? And isn't it nice that Jesus builds a hedge all around us?
Yeah.
It's nice to know that I am safe, safe, safe in his arms.
Yeah.
And the Holy Spirit fills us all. I don't have any more of the Holy Spirit than you do. He's the same in all of us. So what's the difference? Our faith, our confidence in God. My confidence is a little different from your confidence, but we both got the same Holy Ghost in us. So it would behoove us to start helping one another to gain more faith. To increase our faith. Verse 5, and I'll be done. God is in the midst of her, that's his church. She, that's the church, shall not be moved. The church won't be moved. The Bible says that the very gates of hell shall not prevail against God's church. So if this church go down for any reason, obviously God ain't with us. But if God is blessing us every single day, all day, every Sunday, all the time, then we can say we belong to the Lord. We belong to the Lord. Individually, we belong to the Lord. And collectively, we belong to the Lord. And when Brother Pearson see me about to step into a pitfall that I'm not aware of, but that he is, because just last week he fell into it and he had to have some of the brothers to pull him out. And so he tells me, Brother Snead, that's a pitfall. I was in it last week. Don't go that way. Go around, and then I'll just, thank you, brother. Keep it from that. And I'll just walk right on around it. And then the next time, I need to tell somebody. That's how we help one another.
Oh, yeah.
It's the devil that said, let him fall in there. That don't come from God. So the Bible says, verse 5, God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. What in the heck does that mean? Have you heard the passage of scripture that says, it just left me. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy coming in the morning. Jesus is saying, don't worry about the nighttime, church. Don't worry about it. Yeah, weeping may endure for the night, but joy is coming in the morning. And guess what? I'm not going to wait till 10 o'clock when everybody wake up. I'm not going to wait till noon. I'm not going to even wait till 9. You know when I'm coming? I'm coming early in the morning to deliver you from that pain of darkness. I'm coming early before the cock crow, before dawn breaks, before anything. I'm there to deliver you. And that right early. God is a good God. And God loves his church. Ever had a sleepless night? I have.
Amen.
I'm not trying to sleep. Wake up. 1 o'clock. Okay, I'm wake up. What seemed like 2 hours ago, 5 after 1. Wake up again, 1:15. Then I get up. Go in the den. Sit there with all the lights and stuff off, as dark as it can be. Still can't go to sleep. So then I turn the TV on. Start watching TV. The TV watch me. But early in the morning, God wakes me up after I've fallen asleep. God wakes me up. And that right early. And you know the first thing I do? I say, thank you, Lord. I didn't even know I had fallen asleep. But you gave me some rest. And you gave me some peace. And I fell asleep. And so I don't care about getting up this God darn early. I give you praise. I give you honor. I give you glory. And guess what? That's right early. God is just that good. The Father did Jesus the same God darn way. The darkness had fallen upon him. Jesus bled, suffered, and died on Old Calvary's cross. And they put him in the grave. And it was dark. But early, the first day of the week, early, before anybody else could get to the grave, the Father got Jesus up. Never to die again. Satisfied. Everything that the Father required for our salvation. Jesus is due the praise. Jesus is due all the glory. Jesus is due everything. So, with that, in closing, here it is. Again, didn't need this. You remember Kwame from the introduction? There was nowhere for Kwame to run or hide from the bombs that were falling all around him. When Kwame was knocked into the air by that blast from the bombs, it was Jesus who caught him and who gently guided him down that air duct into that safe place, into that shelter. When we are running, trying to find a hiding place from all our enemies, it is Jesus who comes and scoops us up and puts us in a safe place in his arms. And all we have to do is say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Where is Sister Ellison? Thank you, Jesus. That's what she does. Jesus is standing there and saying, in me, you are in a safe place. Take refuge in me. Jesus is there saying, I am a very present help in trouble. Jesus is there. He says, you can trust in me. Take refuge in me. Pleasant Grove, It's just good to know that Jesus is always present in our lives, in the lives of each one of his saints. And Pleasant Grove is just confident to know that God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. If we never needed the Lord before, in these last days, we sure do. We sure do need him now. May God bless you and keep you.